Blog Talk Radio.
Praise shall continually be in my mouth, for this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You're tuned to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor G.W.G. Vapoto, coming to you from the beautiful city of Orlando, Florida, city of sunshine, palm trees blowing in the wind. And I would ask you a question, is it hot where you are? The weather is steaming here, steaming. You can fry an egg out here. Oh, my God. We don't want to go to hell, do we? Because the show is too hot here. We can't take this. Well, we thank God for being with you, you and you again here today, thanking God for you that listen on a continual basis. We thank God. We want to send you lots of love, hugs. Oh, yes, and our prayers go out to each and every one of you right now. And we thank God for those that are with us here in this office today, praising God. We still have the Bishop Porter, the eminent Bishop Porter. We have the illustrious Pastor Sharon, and we have our brilliant... We have our brilliant engineer. Oh, yes, 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 again with us today. Amen. We're going to turn them loose. I'm just going to start this off, and we're going to turn them loose and let God just use them today. Amen. So I trust that you're sitting, you're waiting to hear from them right now. But meanwhile, we're going to pray for a few people. We're still praying for Carl Williams, that the Lord will work a miracle in his life. We're praying that God work a miracle in his life. He needs a miracle right about now. We're praying for Mother Fields there in Fort Lauderdale, who the doctors gave 6 months to live, but we know it does, you know, that don't have to be it, you know. God is good. God can do anything but fail, and nothing is too hard for him today. Nothing is too hard for God. And we are praying that God will touch her also today. Yes, and we're praying for Ruth Wallace, who broke her hip, who fell and broke her hip. And we pray for her right now also in the name of Jesus. Lord, you know, we want all of you out there that can pray and get a prayer through. We want you to pray because there's so much going on. The enemy is attacking God's people all over the land from one place to another. Deacon Mike, he had a slight stroke, and we praying for him also. Throw his name in there too. Why are you praying? Don't forget him. And, you know, it's so many people that the devil is attacking, you know, today. And we want to lift them up in prayer. Can we lift them all up in prayer? And then there's Kelly, a young man that is back in the hospital, and we're praying for him all out there in the Arnold Palmer section of the town. I think he had a stroke too, you know. The sun was too hot. Now, you know, you ain't got no business out there in that hot sun. Now, that sun will give you a stroke. Yes, it will. So try not to be, and if you're out there, got a hat, umbrella or something over your head, and don't stay out there long. Be out there for a while and try to go inside an air-conditioned building and just stay there for a few moments. If you can find your chair, sit down for a few moments there, and then go back again and just intervals, go in someplace else, you know, so that you don't get a heat stroke, okay? Be safe, be safe. We care about you. This is why we're telling you this today, because many people, you know, some haven't been in the sun and they're having strokes, you know, because of stress today, you know, anxieties and what have you, are just taking over people, and it's doing something to their minds, okay? And so their minds react and their bodies react to what's in their mind, what they're carrying around in their heart, their blood pressure and so forth, you know? So we want you to think well today. We want you to be well today. And we send in forth wellness to you today in the name of Jesus. Each and every one of you that we've named, we have a list of them, of people that has gone through and is going through, still going through something or another in their bodies, you know, and God's people that are going through in their bodies also, their relatives that are going through their bodies. We send in the word of God to them right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, stop by and see each and every one of them right now in Jesus' name, Lord. And God, we count it as a miracle today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. For that and amen. And we also send in forth, Lord God, the word of God to the nations of the world for peace. For peace, Lord. There's unrest all over. Father, from the north, south, east, and the west, there's unpeace of some type, Father. We need peace, God. We need peace, and we are praying for it today. And also peace in the churches, peace in the hearts of men. In these churches, those that are leaders, God, we praying for peace for them also, Father. In the name of Jesus, have mercy right now, God. They need mercy, God. Lord, they can't go another day without it, Father God, in Jesus' name. Bless God, and we know that they'll be blessed, God. All those on the prayer list, we're praying for them, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. We are praying now for the president and all those in the White House, Father God, and make the decisions over our lives. We are praying for them today also, Father, so that peace will reign in America too, Father God. Oh, Lord God Almighty, we bind the hand of the enemies, the terrorist enemies. We bind that hand right now in Jesus' name. We cast it forth from everyone that it dared to touch. In the mighty name of Jesus, it will not touch our amusement parks. It will not touch our malls. It will not touch anything that is we have here in America right now. In Jesus' name, we cover it with the blood of Jesus right now. In Jesus' name. And we thank you for it, God. We thank you for your blood that it covers, Father, homes, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, have mercy right now, Lord. We have mercy, God, in these different places where these people are losing their loved ones for no reason whatsoever, Father God, where men have gone haywire, Father, shooting and killing one another. Father, in Jesus' name, we take authority over that spirit also, God, and we bind it in Jesus' name, and we command it go into outer darkness, never return. In Jesus' name we pray today. Amen and amen. And thank God for you, you and you also today. Ain't God good? I tell you, God is so good. Now, I know he strikes in everybody's home, you know. He don't care. He ain't prejudiced at all. He's not prejudiced at all, you hear? We may be prejudiced, but he's not prejudiced. He don't care who the heat strike, what color, what nationality you are. Don't care what kind of house you live in or you live in a tent. He just don't care, don't have nothing to live in. He will strike. The enemy will strike your body. He will strike your family. He will strike something to cause chaos in your home, in your life, so that you will not dare to call on the name of Jesus. But let's make the devil out of lie today. We say, devil, you are a liar. We will call on the name of Jesus. Yes, because it's only Jesus that can save, only Jesus that can deliver, only Jesus that can make a way out of no way. Now take that, devil. Hallelujah. Now you start talking to that devil like that, let him know right now you ain't taking no more of his mess. Just let him know that today, okay? I dare you to try it. I dare you to try it today. Now you want to try it? Call me at 347-857-3925. 347-857-3925. And just chat about it. Let's talk about it, huh? What you expecting God to do for you? We want to know. Are you living in deliverance? Are you living in the peace of God today? Or you need peace? You need us to pray for you and your peace. Whatever you need, call us and we will try our best. We will help out the best way we can today by giving you what thus saith the Lord. Is that okay? Okay. Amen. Now, let's just give you a short little word. Those who wait patiently for God's direction experience inner peace. Those who wait patiently for God's direction experience inner peace. Now, you can experience inner peace right now, okay? But you got to get God's directions, okay? All right. My. You know, God is good. Praise God. And I tell you, what will we do without God today? I just don't know. Do you? I don't know. Praise God. Because what it is, I'm reminded, I was looking at Isaiah 10 this morning, and by it, the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. If whatever you yokes are bounding you, whatever yokes are plaguing you, whatever is going on in your life, and we have been talking to you about the anointing, you know, don't let it pass you by today. You hear what I'm saying? Don't let it destroy you with anything. I don't care if he put sickness all over you and the devil give you a bad news and everything else. Let me tell you, that the power of God will destroy the power of the devil any day. Hear me? Any day, any time. Oh, yes, yes, yes. And let me tell you, Jesus paid the price for that anointing for you. You understand? Your power. That's the power he's given you over all the power of the enemy. He's saying nothing by any means shall hurt you. So now if God tells you that, he means it. Hello? He means it. Don't try to do anything contrary to the word of God. Okay? It ain't going to work. You can go to Madam Boo Boo and Hoo Boo and everybody else down there on the corner, and nothing is going to happen. They do not have the anointing of God. They have the anointing of the devil, but they don't have the anointing of God. You hear? So there's nothing going to be broken. And you pay them all your money, but when you come to church, you cry, but you ain't got no money. Because you just gave it to her to tell you something, to tell you, to give you some kind of power to over the situation you're in. Somebody done hoodooed you, so you go to another hoodoo person to try to get the hoodoo off you, and can't name one of them do anything for you, because you're depending on the devil to do it when it's God that can take it off of you. He can break every yoke and destroy it. Do you hear what I'm saying? He don't just break it, he'll destroy it. Do you hear what I'm saying? You need to get delivered, because I have never seen nothing so crazy. We go to the devil to get the devil off. How you going to do that? Do you think he crazy? Do you think the devil crazy? The devil got more sense than you folks do, because he know you just fighting a losing battle. You gonna get the devil to take the devil off. He ain't taking himself off. Y'all crazy. My God. Learn some sense here. Get the Bible. He say the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointed. All of that stuff will be broken because of the anointing. Hello. Mm-hmm. And if you stop running around chasing rainbows of a different color, then what happened? You won't have all that bondage on you. You won't have all of this here yokes binding you up and chains rattling on you. You see what I'm saying? Praise ye the Lord. Amen. Jesus, let me tell you, Jesus came that you may have life and that more abundantly. He didn't tell you to get the life by doing what? Going to Madame Tutu and all them people. He didn't tell you to go get them. He said he came. Jesus Christ came. He gave his life for you. Hello, somebody, anybody out there. Jesus gave his life for you, that you may have the life right to the tree of life. He gave you his life to live. He gave you his power to use. He gave you his authority that you can command the devil to get out of your life. Get off your back. Get out your children. Get out your home. Get out my money. Get out of my pocketbook. You know, just talk to that booger and tell him he got to go. You know, that's the whole thing is y'all scared to talk to him. You don't want to talk to them. We got people, say they full of the Holy Ghost, and they scared of the devil, you know. And some of them say, oh, I'm a Christian, and I've been born again and washed in the blood, and yet they're still going over to the devil to get his wares. Don't make sense to me. Now, I know you don't like it, but tight, but it's right. Anyway, amen, hallelujah. We are to be led by the Holy Ghost. If we live in it, we can be led by it. But if you don't live in the Holy Ghost, you can't be led by the Holy Ghost, can you? So you have no alternative but to go to who? The devil. All right, I know. And them people making money, they getting rich while you get poor and poor. Because they take your car, they take your house, because you can't pay them for their word. Hello, somebody. Don't that tell you something there? If they going to take your stuff from you because you wanted a word from them, wanted to get rid of Sally Mae, or you wanted to get the voodoo off of you, and you ain't got no money to pay them. Ain't that silly? Y'all ever got any sillier than that? My God, whoever I'm talking to, get off that stuff right now. You know you've been bound by it too long. It's time to be released right now. In the name of Jesus, be washed in the blood of the Lamb right now. Oh, soaked in the blood of the Lamb. Oh, let me see you soaked right now in the blood of the Lamb. Let that anointing come forth, and it'll get rid of all that madness. You hear what I'm saying? And devil always trying to do something, and you let him. See, the whole thing, he can't do no more, and you allow him to do. So stop letting him have free course in your life. Stop letting him take control. Oh, he got control of everything in your life. You know, my children and my husband and your wife and your bank account and everything he gets control of. Because you ain't looking. You're not allowing the Holy Ghost to lead you and to direct you. He directs you, say, don't go over here, don't mess with that, don't mess with them. If he tell you don't mess with them, don't mess with them. You know, because sometimes they be the people of your own household that'll mess you up, see? And you say, oh, no, 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 they love me. Okay, love, praise ye the Lord. You keep right on. God just told you, leave him alone, but you don't want to leave him alone. And you still going to mess with him. Whew, Lord, I learned something in this life, and I've been here a good little while. And I learned something when God say, leave a person alone, you leave them fellas alone. Because they going to do damage to you. You hear what I'm saying? And then who you going to turn to? Who you going to turn to? God just told you, leave them alone. You go and get them anyway, so he let you have your way. All right, yeah. See, oh, my God. You know the devil don't like you. He didn't like Jesus. When you read about the story about Jesus going in the wilderness, and you find out the devil led him up there to be tempted, huh? And he was tempted. Now you're going to be tempted for a lot of things. But you know what? Don't get tempted to go to them people because it ain't going to work. Mm-mm. No, ask them people. Ask the people that done went. They will tell you, you know, you're just wasting your money. You might as well take it to the house of God and put it in offering. Mm-hmm. Get more out of it then than you will be, you know, if you keep giving it to them people. All right? Mm-hmm. But let me tell you, after Jesus was tempted, see, the subject matter there, I like that. After Jesus was tempted, mm-hmm, after he was tempted, what happened? He returned in the power of the Spirit. You see, he returned with power. The power of Almighty God after that. Every time, now look at this here. Every time you are tempted, every time you get the victory, do you see how God uses you more after that? Have you ever noticed that? So why would you give it up to the devil? That's all I want to know. If you see a great hand of God work in your life, after you done went through these trials and tribulation, after, you know, the devil tried to get you to denounce God, after the devil tried to tell you give it up and go on out there and just do, you know, anything party hardy or whatever he tell you to do, some dumb stuff. And what happened? Huh? After you get the victory over that, you see a great move of God in your life, don't you? Have you ever tried it? Have you ever looked? The thing is, we don't look. We're so busy complaining that we don't have time to look and see what God has already done. Mm-hmm. Amen. I'm finding out God works wonders, you know. In wondrous ways he work on us. You know, and when Jesus went through those tribulation time, that time of 40 days up there on that hill or wherever he was, he was up there all that long time. And now that's a long time you ain't eating. Huh? And he will fight you with that so hard, don't he? Mm-hmm. And he figure, I can get you now because you weak. He wait till you get low in spirit. Mm-hmm. He waits to look like everybody's against you. You being rejected and you lose your job. He wait till you get somewhere down in your life, you see. Then he start trying to pull you out and then pull you out. But if you can reach way, way, way down in your spirit and just lift up, light that little candle, the candle of Jesus Christ, let that light just flicker a little bit. That's all you needed to do. If it can flicker just a little bit, you overcome. You just overcame, do you see? But you've got to reach way, way down and pull up your last ounce of strength in you and just say, devil, you're a liar. Get out of my life. And just say it like you mean it, with authority and the power of Almighty God, and you got it made. You just got delivered. You see what I'm saying? You just been released. Whew, I feel it already. I'm about to get released myself. Hey, hey, hallelujah, Jesus, glory be to God. See, the devil tried to tempt you in every way he can to get you to go against God. Are you going to allow him to? Are you going to allow him to? That's all I want to say. Or you can just say to him, it is written, just like Jesus said every time he came up with something. Say, the word of God says thus and so. But you got to learn what the word of God says first, don't you? Mm-hmm. Now, if you never read your Bible, then you don't know what it say, do you? Huh? You don't know the words to use, the key words to use when temptation is about to overcome you. Huh? You have to have a word for it. Do you get the picture? Word for everything. See, one thing about it, Jesus showed you there was a word for everything the devil do, don't care how he try to disguise it. What it is, you got the word. And all you do is apply it to that situation. And you know what? Deliverance is yours. Oh, yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Just try it. I'm not going to tell you nothing that that won't work. You don't believe it? Try it. And see just how God will work for you. But get the word in there first, huh? You need that word. You see? Yeah. You say, I want to be like Jesus, then be like Jesus. Huh? He used the word on the devil. Huh? Now you use the word on it. I know you know something. It don't matter. You may not be a Bible scholar. You may not have been to the cemetery and all of that. What you do is just whatever word you can remember. Now, you know I told you the story of about what the lady told me. You know, I went to find this lady that I had witnessed to a lot of years ago. And I liked when I think about the story, it gives me goosebumps. You know, and the woman I had been witness to that lady, I guess I witnessed to that lady for years. And she be drinking and smoking her cigarettes and talking trash. And yeah. One of these days. And when I think about it, I go long around a block and I stop by a house and, hey, what's happening? See nothing. Then I start telling about Jesus, you know, just like that. I did that for years. Do you hear me? Years I did that. Don't ask me, did I plan it? No, I did not plan it. But I don't know what made me just want to go there all the time. And she always cussing and carrying on, and there wasn't no place to be, really. But still, I did it. So I stopped going some years. I stopped going there. I didn't go back no more. Didn't think about it no more, tell you the truth, after a certain length of time. But one day I was in this city, and I said, you know what, I'm going to see if she's still alive, if she's still in that neighborhood. And I went in that neighborhood, and lo and behold, someone that know her had told me, had begun to tell me what happened to her. And I said, well, please tell me what happened to her. I was been looking for her. And she began to tell me, she said she got down so sick, say she could not move on her own. And say she was just in the house laying there just saying, Lord, she called the God that Gloria was telling me about. She was praying to the God that she didn't know Jesus. She had forgot all of that. I guess she was that drunk, you know, at the time. But she just started saying the God that Gloria was talking about. That's where she started. Now, I thought that was odd, didn't you? But whatever, she kind of got better. The lady said she had got better for a while, and she ain't seen her no more. So I don't know if she died or what. But all I know is that's all she remembered, okay, of all the conversation. That's all she could remember. But do you think that was enough? God will do what? Honor what you know about him, and he will bring you to a full knowledge of himself. Do you see what I'm saying? Evidently, she got to come to a full knowledge. She had a little bit, but she had to go for a little bit. So don't take it lightly when God sends you to people and tell people this and so about the Lord. They may not accept it right then, but somewhere down the line, it's going to register. Do you know? So don't stop doing it. Keep telling about God. See, guess what the Lord wants you to do? That's why you're anointed, huh? To anoint it, to take the word across the world, across the globe. You're anointed to do what? Tell dying men and women about Jesus Christ. You're anointed to do what? To help someone come through a great catastrophes in their lives and so forth. You know, that's why you're anointed. So listen here. Don't take it for granted. Don't take the anointing for granted either, all right? I don't want you to take that for granted. I want you to use everything that God has given you for his glory. And then you step back, watch God just work in your life. See, as you work in other people's lives, serve other people, God's going to make sure somebody serve you. That's the way it goes. And I trust that you got a little something there today, because I am on my way now to give it to Pastor Sherry.
Praise the Lord. We thank God for that word from Apostle Porter, encouraging each and every one of us to put our trust in God. Don't put your trust in the idols of man, handmade, or like she, I like what the woman of God was saying. You know, we all know there is only one God, and He's the true and living God. And any other God is what? Not of the real thing. So put your trust in God and know that God is the one, the creator of all things, the one that created the heaven and the earth. He's the one that can change situation for you. And to let you know that the anointing is what destroys the yoke. The anointing is what breaks the shackles off your feet. The anointing is what changes your mind. The anointing is what illuminates you, rejuvenates you. The anointing is the one that makes things turned all around in your life. And then when I was looking at Psalms 34, he said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. And my soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. And you know, you heard the word. You heard the word now. You got to tell the enemy what? Open your mouth and tell him, get out your house, get out your stuff, get out your mind. You got to cast it down. Your imagination and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, you got to do something about it. And you got to call upon the God of Jacob and Isaac, and you got to call upon him. And you, I like that testimony. You may not be where you still should be, but you can say the God that my mama, my daddy serve. You can say, you know, the God that I hear about in church. I don't know him yet as my personal savior, but I know what they have been teaching is correct. So God, you have mercy, because you know what? He hears you. He hears you when you call. And sometimes the person don't have the strength to even say, Lord, have mercy. But you know what? You can wave your hands, and God understand what the wave is all about. The tears, he understand the tears. Why? Because the tears even have words. Everything that goes on with you, he knows all about it. And the anointing is what makes the difference. When you're feeling low, the anointing is what brings you up. And the peace, let for the peace of God to come forth. And the woman of God was talking about the peace, and it's true. People of God, we're walking around with a battle going on in our mind, with so many situations going on. And you may on the outside look like you're walking in the peace, and the smile is on your face, but there's a battle going on inside of you, and you just need that peace. So when you go to sleep at night, you can rest in the bosom of Jesus. You can rest and wake up in the morning refreshed. And in order to have that, you need the anointing of God. Find yourself in a place in God. Start putting forth some praise and some worship. And like David said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continuously be in my mouth. And you know, sometimes when you're going through so much, it's hard to bring forth that praise. But you got to push yourself. You got to push against the opposition. You got to push against the negativity. You got to push against whatever stronghold you're dealing with, and start saying hallelujah anyhow. You start saying hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I bless you, Lord. I worship you, oh Lord. And then the more you keep doing it, then you start feeling something start stirring up on the inside of you. And you just start letting him know how much you appreciate him, what he have already done for you, what he's about to do, and what he's doing even right now. And you don't even have to speak about the situation. You know, instead of saying, oh Lord, they talking about me. Oh Lord, they doing this and they doing that. But you know what? He told us to bless them that persecute you. He told you to bless them. So you start blessing blessing them today. You have to say, I bless the divinity of God in them. Or call them by their name and I send them love. Why? Because you try to be at peace. It's not about them, but it's all about you. You need that peace. You need the peace of God inside of you. And you got to speak what you want the situation to become. Just like Jesus, the word of God let us know that in the beginning was the world was without form and void, and he opened his mouth and he speak and he called those things into existence. What you desire, you got to call it into existence. You don't care if you have to keep saying it until it manifests what you want it to be manifested. You want peace in your home, you better get up and start walking around your house and act like you lost your mind and speak for that peace. Release peace in the house. Command that spirit of confusion to be gone and speak peace in the house. You start speaking what you expect, God. Speak the word over your children. Speak your word over your relationship and put it in the hands of God. And when the opposite, when the thing trying to show the opposite than what God is saying, you keep speaking that word. Why? Because you're creating another atmosphere. You're creating what you expect it to be. You're creating, letting the anointing of God change the atmosphere in your home. You got the authority. Why? Because he give you the power, dominion, and authority over all the power of the enemy, and nothing by enemy shall harm you. It doesn't matter who come up against you, but the anointing is what destroys every yoke. It doesn't matter I heard the word, the witch person, the hand this, the people. It doesn't even matter. They come around your place. But I'm reminded of about the woman of God when we were in Miami Lakes, when God said, come in and just start praying. Pray, 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 pray. Why? Because some strongholds of opposition was coming up against the ministry. And what happened? Prayer changed things. They could not take down. They could not do anything because what? The power of God was in the building. The power of God override the power of the enemy. So rise and shine today and know that you are on the winner's side. You know whose you are. Great is he that is within you, that he that is in the word. Let the greater man of God come forth in you. Let the word of God come forth in you. Let it bubble up on the inside. What has been suppressed, let it out today. If you got to make that wall cry, let that wall cry come forth. If you got to run up and down, let it come forth this day. Why? Because God giving you the power, the authority this day. It's time to stand up in your authority and let the devil know not so. Why? Because he let you know weeping may endure for a night, but joy coming in the morning. You may be going through a time of weeping. You may be going through a time of feeling sorry for yourself, but today is the day you're going to take off the weeping garment. There's going to be a time you're going to take off that garment of feeling sorry for yourself, and you're going to grow up, stand up in strength right now, that supernatural strength that God is giving you even right now. So you need to go ahead and just bless him. Praise him. Why? Because you are an overcomer today. You are an overcomer today. And it's all right. I know God is able to bring you through. He have never forsaken you. He have always brought you through. When you feel down, just go over your life where God has brought you from, what God had did for you. Go over the prophecy. Go over the word of knowledge. Go over what God has told you. Go over the promises and repeat the word of God. Get the language of God. You got to get the language of God. Get repeat the word that God say. When you repeat what God is saying, you are victorious today. So remember, bless him at all times. We know that not all the time you feel like praising the Lord. We're being real about it. But you know what? When your mouth, we don't feel like opening your mouth, you know that spirit man going to start praising him. Just like Jeremiah said, I will not what? I'm not going to say anything about what God told me to say anymore. I'm not going to do this and I'm not going to do that. But that anointing on the inside of you will let you open your mouth and bust loose, right? Because you cannot keep that on the inside, because it's stirring up on the inside and it must come out. Why? Because you are called of God and you are called with a purpose. purpose, and you must do the will of God. So today, be encouraged and know that the anointing is what destroys the yoke. So get rid of the God of your fathers and your forefathers, the God of your family, what they do, get rid of it today. Why? Because you cannot enter in the kingdom of God walking in with the gods of your fathers and your forefathers, because it's abomination unto God. It's time now to start making the enemy fool you. Yes, you get mad, but that doesn't mean for you to go do wrong to people. Why? Because you're not doing it to the person, you're doing it to yourself. Don't you know that what you do to try to do to someone is you're actually doing it to yourself? So wake up, wake up, wake up, and know that you ain't getting even with nobody. The devil just fooling you. He putting a blindness over your eyes, and now you can't see clearly. Why? Because you're doing it to yourself. So wake up today. Allow the light of God to come through in you today. Allow that evilness to be dissipated. Reverse it now. We know evil is live, L-I-V-E. So live today and walk in the forward, not in the reverse now, and walk into what God is saying this day. You know the heart is wicked. The word of God let us know our heart is wicked. Who can tell? Ask God to create in me a clean heart and renew the right spirit within me. And when that nastiness start coming up, shut it down today. Why? Under the blood of Jesus, God can change the inside. See, you be taking on the forefathers and the fathers, the little speech, the little this, the little that, and you don't even understand the enemy pulling you right back. Why? Because evil communication commit good measure. You may not recognize it's the old man coming forward. The old man is attaching itself, but recognize today. Recognize today and know that God is God. Let God be God and let every man be a liar. The anointing is what destroys the yoke. So remember now, remember, remember, God is real today. He is real. Call upon him. Praise him. Know that it's already done. Know that whatever you're going through, you're already a winner. It's just a process for what? To get your attention, because you probably was not paying attention. So, you know, allow the process to comfort in you and allow God to do what he wants to do just for you. So remember now, you got to let go and let God. Let God today, Bishop Porter.
Let go and let God. Oh, praise the Lord. The yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. Oh, I want to ask you a question. How hungry or how thirsty are you? Oh, they tease me all the time about how much I can eat. But, oh, I thank God for one thing. As it is in the natural, the same in the spirit. I love to eat the word of God, too. Oh, somebody ought to say praise the Lord. How about you today? Are you hungry? Are you thirsty? But I heard the word say, he that hunger and thirst shall be filled. Oh, you can be filled today with that anointing. Praise the Lord. Oh, I know that it is one baptism, but it's many refilling. Now, you know when we drink, praise God, whatever you're drinking, water or juice or whatever, praise God. If you want more, you got to fill the glass again. And I want to say to you out there, as it is in the natural, the same in the spirit. Oh, he's right there to overfill your cup today. Let it overflow. Praise God. And that anointing will destroy yoke. Praise God. Oh, he don't have to stop nothing that you're going through. Oh, but he can give you that anointing, but give you the strength. Oh, he'll bring you out. Oh, praise the Lord. He will turn that midnight in today. Am I right? Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, he is the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. Oh, praise the Lord. It's the anointing that destroys the yoke. Praise God. I'm reminded in St. Luke chapter 10, verse 19, he said, behold, mean look. And he said to this 70, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Oh, praise God. Ain't you glad, amen, that you're in that number when you have been set apart, oh, and you believe the Lord Jesus Christ and you have accepted him as your Lord and Savior, your personal Savior, everything will be all right. Praise God. He said, in the world now, you're going to have some trials and tribulation. But he said, be of good cheer. The peace I give unto you, not as the world give it. Ain't you glad about it today? Praise God. Amen. That he don't have to stop nothing that we are going through, but he gives us the strength and the power, amen, to go through it. I often tell, amen, the church all the time, you're either in a storm or you're coming out of one or you're heading for one. But the storms just keep on coming. But thank God for the anointing, because it's the anointing that destroys the yoke. All praise the Lord. All thank God he will turn a negative into a positive. He'll turn a bad situation and make something good out of it. He is always right there. He is our all in all. He's in us all and through us all. And there is nothing too hard for him. Nothing that he cannot do. And I thank God, amen, for the anointing. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Notwithstanding in this, rejoice not that the spirit are subject unto to you, but rather rejoice because your name is written in heaven. All praise the Lord. All they was rejoicing, coming back telling Jesus, all even the devil was subject unto your name. He said, but don't rejoice over that. He said, but rejoice because your name is written in the Lamb Book of Life. Ain't you glad about it today that your name is in the Lamb Book of Life? Praise God. He have given you power. He have given you the authority. He have given you the anointing all in your life today. Praise God. And you know, amen, that the enemy don't like you and I, but thank God he have set us apart. He have anointed, amen, and I thank God, amen, that he had give us that power, amen, to thread over every power of the enemy, every darkness, every evil work that he come up against us. Thank God he will bring us out. Thank God, amen, that he said, I'll make your enemies your footstool. Ain't you glad about it? I thank God for the word. Oh, how many can all believe the word of God today? Oh, and after we have done all the stand, he said, stand. Oh, we got to stand today because we are in the last days. Praise God. But thank God he know how to deliver the godly from the ungodly. He know how to deliver the righteous from the unrighteous. All we are in the world, but we're not of it. Oh, I'm glad about it today that Jesus is Lord. Oh, and every time, amen, that you call on his holy name, the Bible tells me that every devil in hell tremble at that name. Oh, there is power in the name of Jesus. There is deliverance. There is healing. Oh, now you see why the world, amen, don't like for you to mention that name. Oh, praise God. Why? Because there is power. It's authority in that name. Praise God. Oh, you can call Buddha. You can call Sun Yat Moon. You can call Joseph Smith. You can call Muhammad. But oh, if you mention Jesus, you got to hush. But oh, but the devil is a lie. Oh, thank God, amen, for Jesus. He is our Lord and Savior. Oh, praise God. Thank God for the anointing, because it's the anointing that destroys the yoke. Oh, he will take it off your husband. He'll take it off your wife. He'll take it off your family, your children, whatever you're going through, even on your job, whatever the mist, wherever you walk, praise God. It ain't so much of the majority, but thank God that our Lord and Savior was always with the minority. He said, well, there's two or three gathered together in my name, there I be in the midst. Oh, I'm glad about it today that he is in the midst of you and I right now. Praise God. Oh, ain't you glad about it today? Praise God. He reminded, praise God, when Paul, praise God, was preaching, amen, and he was wrote a letter to Timothy, and he said these words in 2 Timothy 2:19. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knows them that are his. Oh, praise God. And let everyone that named the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Oh, I'm glad about it today. Praise God. Amen. Oh, somebody I know want to testify. Somebody want to talk about this anointing. Somebody, praise God, want to stand for our Lord and our Savior. Oh, somebody, amen, come forth today, praise God, and say, here I am. I love the Lord. Praise God. The Lord is looking for somebody, amen, to stand, amen, for his name. Why? Because there is power in the name of Jesus. J stand for justice. E stand for eternal. S stand for his saving grace. U, amen, universal. Amen. Oh, he saved you. And he saved me. Oh, that anointing will never give away. It will never give out. Ain't you glad? Praise God for the anointing. Oh, you want to see things happen in your ministry, happen in your life. Oh, ask God for that anointing. Lord, fill me with that anointing. Praise God. And anointing, girl, you will begin to see when you witness to folk. Amen. People, amen, lives will change. Oh, God, you will see more healing in the blinded eyes. Eyes will begin to open. Oh, God, praise the Lord. The deaf will begin to talk. Oh, God, praise God. Thank God for the anointing in Jesus' precious and holy name. Oh, thank God. Amen. Do we have a caller? Oh, praise the Lord. Thank God. You on the air?
Praise God.
Go ahead.
Praise God. Yes, praise God. I just like to say thank you for this word, anointed word, that's been displayed here on Blog Talk Radio. My name is Jermaine, and I just like to say, woman of God, man of God, thank you for this word. It just motivates me more just to read more of the scripture and put it in my system and just go on my way reciting words. When you're in confusion and worrying and got stress and anxiety going on, it's just a way of just saying thank you, Jesus, that you have paid the price for all that. So I just want to say thank you all for this.
Praise the Lord. God bless you. We thank God for you too, Jermaine. I want you to say to you, amen. Thank God for your holy boldness. Amen. This is what we've been praying about, amen, that moment. Just come forth, praise God, and witness, amen, and testify, amen, of what the Lord have done for you. Praise God. And I want to say to you, be encouraged. Stay in the word. Amen, because there's where it is. It's in the word. Praise God. Amen. People can always find fault in every one of us, but they can't find fault in the word of God. And this is what we stand on. Am I right?
Amen.
God bless
yes.
you.
Yes, amen.
Keep on looking to the hills. From whence coming your help, and all our help come from the Lord. God bless you, brother. God bless you.
Yes.
There be another.
Yes, brother.
Okay, God bless you. Oh, praise the Lord. We just thank God, amen, for that young man. We thank God for him, praise God. And we want more, amen, to call in, praise God, and testify, amen, of the goodness of what the Lord have done for you. This is what it's all about, praise God, amen. The Lord loves us all. Ain't no big eyes and no little ewes, praise God. He say, I'm always right there with outstretched arm, saying, whosoever will, let him come. And if you come, he said, he will in no wise cast you out. Oh, but he's calling somebody. Amen. If you out there don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, praise God, the anointing right now is in the airways, it's in the air frequency right now. Oh, you can receive him right where you at. Say, Lord, I repent for all of my sins, and I accept you this day as my Lord and Savior. All, and he'll put all your sin in the sea of unforgiveness. All, praise God, and your slate is clean. Praise God, it's white as snow. Praise God. Now you got to pray and ask God, praise God, to lead you to a Bible-believing church that gonna stand on the word of God. Praise God. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come unto the Father but by me. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, I thank God for it today. Oh, I feel this thing. How can you preach it and teach it and don't feel it? Come on, somebody. Praise God. I had to even move to get the phone again to Pastor Sharon. Amen. The anointing. It's the anointing, church. Come on, somebody. Oh, praise God. Oh, that anointing, praise God. All you got to do is ask him, Lord, oh, God, Lord, fill our ministry with the anointing. He'll do just that, praise God. You begin to see alcoholics come off the street. Dope addicts will be want to come in and get help, praise God. I have seen drunks fall in the trunk, the church, backwards. They couldn't even walk. Praise God. I'm talking about the anointing. And they had to crawl coming in, that anointing, bringing them in. But when they left out sober than you and I. Oh, I witnessed this thing. Oh, I know what God can do. Oh, he is. Praise God. Supernatural God. He's omnipotent. He's omnipresent. God bless you today. May heaven continue to smile on you. Bishop W. Jesus do too.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Now, tell me, that was an awesome word coming from the women and men of God. I tell you, that is an awesome word, the anointing that destroy all yokes. So whatever you tempted to do in this day and time, turn it around now. Tempted to do good and not evil. And you destroy evil by the word of God. Know the word. Get it within you. And you know, growing up, you learn the first thing you learn is the Lord's Prayer, the Our Father Prayer. And then you learn the Lord is my shepherd. And within all that that you're reading, all that that you're taking in you, you know, in the Our Father Prayer, where that would be in Matthew chapter 6, starting from the 9th verse, but we're going to go right down to the 13th verse, where it say, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. And the translation for evil is the evil one. And you heard Pastor Sharon say, turn it around. And when you turn evil around, you spell live. So we're going to just put it the other way and say, the lively one. So you're going to deliver yourself from that evil, and instead of being evil, be that lively one, be that light unto someone. Say, for thy is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Didn't he not say he give us power over the enemy, and nothing by any means shall hurt you? Guess what? Speak the word of God. When I first came into Christ, I was told, I don't care if you know just the Lord is my shepherd, the 23rd Psalm, or Our Father, whatever it is that you know when you're going through, that's what you speak. God honors God here. But first, you have to get that repentance. Get that repentant heart. Because you know what? When you come and you repent, that's when he hears you. That's when he hears you. So you know what? Today, be tempted to do good. People may piss you off, get you all mad, but you know what? Say hallelujah anyhow. You salute the divinity of God in them, and me, I add much love. Much love. Let God work within you. Because if he don't, the evil one sure will possess you. So you know what? Like I say, be tempted today to do good and not evil, okay? So you tune in every Wednesday and Thursday to Blog Talk Radio. That calling number is 347-857-3925. That's 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. You can also tune into blogtalkradio.com/timetotalkaboutit and listen to each and every segment that Apostle Porter has put out there. And she's been out there for a long time. So you know what? Don't be greedy with the word. Don't be greedy with the broadcast. Someone may not have a computer or a cell phone that can pick it up. Go ahead, share it with them, because you don't know what segment might help them through what they're going through. Every Friday night at 11 p.m., we have the Wailing Walls Prayer Line hosted by our very own Elder Whitted. That calling number is 218-548-6746, code 3333#. That's 218-548-6746, code 3333#. That's every Friday night at 11 p.m. So that's tomorrow night, people, at 11 p.m. So come on, let's tear the devil kingdom down and take back everything that we have allowed the enemy to steal from us. Every Monday at 3 p.m., we have Deacon Michael, what I'm just saying. That call-in number is 917-889-2211. That's 917-889-2211. That is every Monday at 3 p.m. You can call in at any one of those times, any one of those days, and you can get prayer. If you need deliverance, may God work on you during that time. You got a praise report, come on, share it with someone. If you'd like to send donations, you can send it to the City of Victory. That's P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. Till then, you be blessed.
On my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. Then I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. Then he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs.
As soon as I stop
I stop worrying,
worrying how the story ends.
When I let go,
I let go,
and I let
God,
let him have,
let God have his
way.
That's when things
start happening.
I stop looking at that thing.
When I let go,
I let go,
and I
let God,
let him have. Struggle from day to day. I had to realize that it's not my battle. It's not my battle to fight. I had to know if I put it in his hands, that everything would be alright. Yeah.
As
soon as I stop worrying.
Let God.
He can handle it all.